Our 2022 Sports Year in Review show does continue here on the Sports Map Radio Network. My name is Matt Pauley. 2022, we saw the end of two of the biggest careers ever in the game of tennis as Serena Williams and Roger Federer both called it a career. We're very happy to welcome on to the program. He is the AP National Tennis Writer. He is Howard Finrich. You can follow him on Twitter at Howard Finrich. Howard, thank you so much for taking some time with us today. How are you?
Thanks for having me on, Matt. I appreciate it.
We're having you on because two of the greats call it quits and retire this past year in Roger Federer and Serena Williams. And those two, what they have done in tennis obviously speaks for itself. Let's get into each one. We'll start with Serena Williams because she did things in tennis that women had not done before. She challenged the norms. She was as popular as any men's tennis player. Can you just speak to a little bit her impact on the game and how it continues to impact the game still really every day with the next generation of players?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. She obviously was a force on the court and with a racket in her hand and one of the greatest athletes, I think it's safe to say, in any sport, male or female, and regardless of the sport. But she also had a huge impact outside the court. She really did transcend tennis. She was an iconic figure in many ways. She helped broaden the appeal of tennis. She brought new fans in, and she brought new athletes in to tennis. We see now, whether it's Sloane Stephens, for example, Coco Gauff, you hear current players talk an awful lot, and we certainly did, especially during Serena's last stand at the U.S. Open in September. You hear a lot of other athletes from all walks of life, from all countries, talking about how looking up to Serena really affected them. Francis Tiafoe is another example. She changed in folks' minds what a tennis player looks like, mm-hmm. and how a tennis player acts and can speak on issues that don't necessarily have to do with the sport, et cetera, et cetera. So definitely a major figure in tennis and across the world of sports.
Is there something refreshing about the athlete who they've got so much more going on? Like she leaves the game full time, but she's still so busy with so many other projects. And it was so clear throughout her career that she was more than just a tennis player.
Yeah, that's very true. And she spoke this year about that idea, acknowledging how maybe that helped her have the longevity that she did. I mean, one of the truly remarkable things about both Serena and Roger is the length of their careers and the incredible span of time, two decades plus, over which they had success. And Williams said, and I think she's right, that a big part of it was the fact that she wasn't grinding away week after week after week. I mean, tennis is really in many ways as relentless a sport as there is in that regard. There isn't a very long off season. There isn't a lot of breaks for many players who choose to play tournament after tournament after tournament. And Williams wasn't like that for a great part of her career. Part of it also was because of injuries, and she would miss time for those reasons as well. But she picked and chose where she wanted to play, when she wanted to play, and maybe that did help her have all those years of success.
When we get to Roger Federer, another great, someone who's still playing at a very high level and he decides to call it a career. It's amazing to, you just talked about how, you know, gruesome is the wrong word, but how tough it is to play as long as they played. And here you had Federer really playing at a very high level into the late portion of his career.
Yeah. I mean, both of them really, perhaps redefined along with athletes that we see in other sports recently, like Tom Brady, of course, leaps to mind, still doing it at 45. You know, they redefined really how athletes can or should think about how long a career can be. They've both already passed 40, Serena and Roger. Both were still out there late. For Federer, the biggest issue was this knee that he kept having problems with. He remarkably was injury-free for most of his career. He never really had problems until a left knee injury in 2016, I believe it was. That was really the first significant surgery he had ever had, but he came back from that, won additional Grand Slam titles, kept pushing into his late 30s, but now realized he finally did have to stop competing because of his right knee, which he had surgery three times in the span of about 1.5 years, and that eventually did spell the end for him.
What kind of hole do they leave in the tennis world? Because you can argue that they were the two most recognizable tennis players on the men's side and the women's side, and they both leave the game, in the similar time span. How different is tennis, and what kind of hole is there without those two there?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. It's obviously a significant hole that they leave. They know that. Other players know that. The folks in the executive suites, both at the tournaments themselves, at the tours, at the television broadcasters, they all know that. It's a big deal to lose these two players, and one right after the other like this. They've been both successful with more than 40 Grand Slam titles combined on the court, and again, leaders off the court. So nobody really knows. We'll see. There are still folks that are well known as well, like Nadal and Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic, who are still around. And then there are these younger players starting to make themselves known. The two champions at the U.S. Open in September, we saw Iga Swiatek win her third major. She's only 21. Carlos Alcaraz, who's 19, won his first Grand Slam title and became the youngest man ever to reach number one in the rankings by winning in New York. So we'll see. I asked Federer that question in London when he played his last match at the Laver Cup. He appeared alongside Nadal in the doubles match, and I sat down with Federer for a conversation, and I asked him about the future and what's going to happen, and he said that he's a big believer that tennis is bigger than any individual person, and so it will always create new superstars, is what he said. And so obviously we'll see. There's certainly space for some new names and faces to make themselves known.
All right, so I'll finish you off with this. Are you a believer? Do you feel like 20 years from now we'll be talking about some of these current young guns the same way that we're talking right now about a Serena Williams and Roger Federer?
I feel confident we'll be talking about somebody, whether it's necessarily the people I just mentioned, and whether we'll ever talk about people quite in the same way as somebody like a Federer or a Williams, that's awfully hard to say, of course. But this sport and other sports go through this thing repeatedly. There are always these ups and downs, these cycles. So, people talked about what would happen after Chris Evert and Martina Navratilova retired. What would happen after Pete Sampras and Andre Agassi retired. I guess an argument could be had over where the popularity of tennis stands today versus decades ago when those eras were ending. But sport is sport. There's always going to be someone interesting, I would think, to watch and pay attention to. So when you speak to the athletes themselves, when you speak to the leaders of the sport otherwise, that's, of course, their big hope is that someone will emerge over time.
He is Howard Finrich. He is a national writer for the Associated Press covering tennis. Follow him on Twitter at Howard Finrich. Howard, thank you so much for your time and your perspective. Really do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
That's Howard Finrich. Up next, we talk about the Washington Commanders and the year that they had. Tisha Thompson from ESPN joins us in just a moment on the Sports Map Radio Network.